judge, of course, on mine, I'm gonna allow Kerry Erickson to say the right thing.
Judge, I've been here 27 years, and I've never asked to do the invocation, but I feel like it's on my heart today. Heavenly Father, we gathered here today, and we're anxious. We're anxious about what's brewing out there in the Gulf. And it looks a little bleak for us right now, but what we need to remember is, you can calm the storm. You did it for your disciples. Jesus said, "Be still in the Sea of Galilee." You've done it many times in our life. Father, Psalm 46 tells us, "Be still and know that I am God." That's my mother's favorite verse, and one that she used many times and taught to us when we were afraid. I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm afraid right now, Lord. I'm afraid for the people of Southeast Texas and Southwest Louisiana and the devastation that appears to come. You tell us to pray unceasingly, and that's what we're doing here today, Lord. We're praying unceasingly that you would calm this storm, that you would weaken this storm before it makes landfall. Father, if that's not your will, then so be it. But I would ask that you spread your wings and send your angels to take charge of those who remain here to help and serve others and those who are traveling and who are evacuating. We want to minimize any loss of life, any injuries. We ask that you would be with us. Father, we know that you can do all things, and we just ask that you continue to be with us, that you take care of us, you send your angels to watch over us. Not our will, but yours be done, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Terry.
Let's say the Pledge of Unity. The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic, which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible. who's receiving that grant or who's applying for?
That's the sheriff's office.
Sheriff's office. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. From the county clerk, we can take the start with item B. B is considering possible approval of receiving file joint election agreement, election services contract between Jefferson County and Martin Jefferson Independent School District, November 3rd, 2020, general election. Item C is considering possible approval of receiving file joint election agreement, election services contract between Jefferson County and Hampshire Net Independent School District for the November 3rd, 2020, general election. Item D is considering possible approval of receiving file joint election agreement, election services contract between Jefferson County and Port Arthur ISD for November 3rd, 2020, general election. Item E is considering possible approval of receiving file joint election agreement, election services contract between Jefferson County and City of Belle Oak for November 3rd, 2020, general election. Do I have a motion on item B through E?
So moved.
E. Moved by Commissioner Sanado, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Item A, we can either bring it up for a motion or we can table it. The county clerk and the tax assessor has advised me that the information provided by the city of Port Arthur is not segregated by districts such that they can perform the election contract. They have worked with Port Arthur trying to get correct information, but basically, you know, they run by districts and they've not segregated the voter information so that they can recognize what district they're voting in or who they're going to be voting for. So it's basically be an at-large election. And they don't see any way. So what does the commissioner's court wish? Do y'all wish to vote on it? Do y'all wish to table it?
Kathleen, I guess my question would be, you know, if we table it, we just get it again down the road. I mean, do we need resolutions?
I would say probably resolutions.
We need a resolution so that they can go ahead and move forward and make their own plans for their election.
Yes.
I move it. Vote.
Okay. Adam A, do I have a motion on item A?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sanado.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Wiggins.
It needs to be amended, not to consider it approved, but to deny the contract, to cancel the contract.
What you want to do is just.
I vote no on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just like to just give it for the purpose of FYI and specify exactly why we're denying.
Well, because we're going to deny the contract. Go back up the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
That's order of this commissioner again. The contract is being denied because, as Judge said, they have not parsed out their districts. So if we were to do their election, the only way we could do it in our program is everybody would be able to vote on every district. So it would be the entire city of Port Arthur voting on every council member instead of it being by district. But it's my understanding that they originally had begun that since 2011, since right after redistricting, but they have not provided the correct information to our voter registrar in order to program it.
This does give them time to they do their own election.
Well, they're used to doing their own election and pulling out maps, and that's why they get so many complaints about same household voting in two different council races and stuff.
Right. Obviously.
You know, that's not how we do the elections.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kathleen, is there a reason that we would want to amend this particular agenda item, or can we keep it the way it is?
I think we have to keep it the way it is.
Yeah.
Because
it didn't vote on that. Yes or no?
One question, and that is, I just want to make sure we got it for the record. We have instructed them to do the correct thing, and they haven't done it over a period of time.
They haven't done it in 10 years.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. Any in favor? All opposed?
Nay.
You made the motion in second.
Weaver.
Oh, thank you.
several people call me and text me during court, and I don't look at my phone, but they might need to make sure they check because they could not get in. It was giving them busy signal.
I also was told that Commissioner by the representative of Exxon Mobil.
Yeah, that's big.
And we resolved it. There was an issue with the setup that they added. They just added it to the setting.
Okay. I just wanted to let it know so we can make sure.
going to have some insurance